All our hopes, all our fears, all our joys, all our tears. God is big enough to hold all of us. All our passion, all our pain, all our triumphs, all our shame. God is big enough to hold all of us. 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 To hold all of us.
I'd like to believe that Jesus was a farmer. Now, I know that most people think that Jesus was a carpenter, since his daddy Joseph was a carpenter. However, the Bible doesn't really tell us what Jesus did before he called those first disciples. So we can believe what we want to believe, and I'd like to believe that Jesus was a farmer. Why? Because when we look at Jesus' stories, he spent a lot of time talking about soil and plants and harvests, and very little time talking about woodworking. In fact, the only woodworking references I can think of are a story about people running around with planks in their eyes, as well as a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. However, the latter is also a farming reference, and so it only reinforces my point. Jesus was a farmer. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And in my mind's eye, I imagine Jesus sitting on a hillside in Galilee, watching the sunset with his disciples. He's wearing a big straw cowboy hat, a pair of well-worn blue jean overalls. His skin is browned by the summer sun. His eyes sparkle like deep pools of water. And as they watch the majestic reds and purples of the fading light on the horizon, Jesus points to the farms and fields below, and he begins to tell them stories. "Boys, this is the way God works in our world. See that mustard plant over there? Big old scraggly weed, isn't it? Hard to get rid of, but lots of flavor. Did you know that it starts out as a tiny seed? You can barely hold it between your fingers, and yet it grows and grows and grows into a big old bush, big enough so that the birds make nests in its branches and find shade underneath it in the hot summer sun. God works that way too. Just a little bit of God goes a long way. God is tough and tenacious. Like that mustard plant, God can survive anything. Drought, torrential downpours, locusts. If God is in you, you can survive anything too. And the good news is that all you need is a little bit of faith, a little bit of hope, a little bit of love, and God will grow it into a force to be reckoned with. That's the way God works in our world. That's the way God works in you too.
God's love is deeper than the deepest ocean. God's mercy is as endless as the sky. When we stumble in the dark and we don't know where we are, God is big enough to hold all of us. 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 To hold all of us.
Jesus continued with another story. "See this loaf of bread I have in my hands? Now I know that many of you are fishermen, but surely all of you have seen your mama baking bread. Now I'm not talking about those flat pita loaves that they make quickly, bake in outdoor ovens and sell in the marketplace for practically nothing. I'm talking about the kind of bread that takes a little more time and effort. One of those big, fat, yeasty ones that has to rise twice and smells like heaven when it's baking in the oven. The kind you want to eat with homemade preserves or maybe just a little bit of butter. Did you know that it only takes just a pinch of yeast to make that loaf rise? It takes a whole lot of flour and water, a handful of sugar to get things started. But once that yeast begins to do its work, it makes the whole loaf come alive. God works that way too. Just a little bit of God goes a long way. God is tough and tenacious. Like that little bit of yeast, God has a way of spreading through our lives until there is no place where God cannot be found. The good news is that you only need a little bit of faith, a little bit of hope, a little bit of love, and God will grow it into a force to be reckoned with. That's the way God works in our world. That's the way that God works in you, too. All our sorrow, all our hurt, all our goodness, all our dirt, God is big enough to hold all of us. All our visions, all our dreams, all our endings, all our schemes, God is big enough to hold all of us, 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 to hold all of us. The good news of our gospel lesson is that God is big enough to hold all of us. Just a mustard seed portion of faith, just a pinch of hope and love is all that it takes to get something growing and moving in our lives. God is one tough cookie. God is hard to get rid of. There are many things in this life that are temporary and passing, but God is not one of them. There are many things in this life that can easily slip through our fingers, but God is not one of them. The good news of our gospel lesson is that a little bit of God goes a long way. A little bit of God can start something big in our lives because God is a force to be reckoned with. God has a way of finding the good soil in our lives and producing a harvest that is 30, 60, 100 times more than we expected. St. Paul in his letter to the Romans put it this way, "I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's the kind of God I can believe in. It's not a God who sits up in heaven deciding who he's going to punish next. It's the kind of God that takes our hopes, fears, joys, and tears, our passion, pain, triumphs, and shame, and makes them into something beautiful and holy. It's the kind of God who desires that we have life and have it abundantly. The kind of God who promises to be the farmer of our lives, who will grow a beautiful garden in us if we only allow God to plant that first seed. And when that first seed is planted, watch out. Big things are going to happen. That's the way God works in our world. That's the way God works in us. But we aren't finished yet. The sun is still setting over the horizon, and Jesus has one more story to tell his disciples. "Well, boys, it's starting to get late, and I know you're tired, and we've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. But let me leave you with just one thought. God is the greatest treasure you will ever possess. As we walk this road together, there'll be lots of temptations along the way. And some of you are going to make some bad decisions that will take you to places you never intended to go. But the good news is that if God is your treasure, if God is your heart's desire, no matter where you go or what you do, God will be with you. God's going to stick to you like glue. So do whatever it takes to make sure God is your treasure and not something else. Do whatever it takes to keep that tiny seed of God planted in the soil of your life. You'll never regret it. And once God gets a hold of you, I guarantee you, good things are going to happen. God's love is deeper than the deepest ocean. God's mercy is as endless as the sky. When we stumble in the dark, and we don't know where we are. God is big enough to hold all of us, 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 to hold all of us. Amen.